start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Jay Allen Show. Yes, that's the Jay Allen Show that can be found on Safety FM. So don't worry about this as we are talking, doing, moving, and grooving because we got some stuff to talk about. So it is the month of November. Yes, that's what happens when that one and says November next to it occurs. And now we are getting into that time of the year where things get pretty interesting for some, depending on how plans go and all that kind of fun stuff. So I want to talk real quick about some stuff that I think is kind of important for this time of year. But I want to talk about some tricks to prevent stress or sadness triggered by shopping. And that's because, well, you know that we're going into the holiday season. But I also thought that we could talk about this because it ties into some other things as well. Like, if you really think about it, how often has your bank account suffered because your boss has pissed you off, or you're going through some kind of tough breakup, or moved to a new place, or lost a friend? You know, this isn't just an urban myth. Some people seek instant pleasure or instant gratification, depending on how you want to look at it, in shopping, whether they feel bad or if they feel lonely. I mean, I think that you can almost have a similar conversation with other things in life, but we'll refer to this right now. However, sometimes it seems like sadness is triggered. Shopping isn't good for your wallet and let alone your mental health. Let's talk about this. Before we discuss ways to prevent shopping when you feel bad, let's go through why this type of shopping is technically, well, if you look at it, unhealthy. Why is sadness buying bad for you? Maybe that's something to think about as we are talking. The things you buy impulsively are often, well, inexpensive, in the mid-range between $40 to $100. But despite the cost, impulse buying is your enemy's number one if you are looking to save money. And yes, I know we talk about saving money from time to time on this show, but it has to be mentioned from time to time as well as how these small things add up. On the other hand, the items you buy impulsively only provide a short-term feeling of happiness. They won't fix the problem that you have or make you feel good about yourself. Think about that for a moment. Also, some people feel guilty after buying impulsively, which gets them into the never-ending loop of impulse stress-triggered shopping. First, they feel bad, and then it kind of goes through the loop again. Then they buy items to make themselves feel better. Once they can clearly, go through it again, those people might understand why they bought the item in the first place that are unnecessary and not money well spent. Then they feel bad again for not being able to control their emotions and credit cards. Some may even buy new items to make sure that they feel good. The circle continues and people aren't even aware that they are in this loop. I mean, think about it. Think about it for a moment on how that loop does work. And you can almost apply this to a lot of different things that are out there. Stress trigger shopping masks are the real issue that you are going through, and they prevent you from dealing with what is confronting your emotions. Think about it. I mean, we can talk about this from shopping to eating to all other kinds of stuff. And I guess I need to be kind of vague when I say other stuff because of just things that I talk to or talk about with other people. So how do you prevent yourself from buying out of sadness? Well, embrace your feelings would probably be the number one thing, and allow yourself to feel sad for a moment. I know a lot of people don't want to talk about that, but it's something to discuss. don't just seek a short-term pleasure. I mean, it's an easy thing to do. But if anything, a study showed that sadness makes people spend more. So think about what you would do better with your money instead of spending it on meaningless items. I mean, it's a weird thing. It's definitely a weird thing to talk about. So if you're restraining yourself from shopping when you're sad, it's a huge step. So the next thing that we would talk about is staying in charge of your wallet with the next tips. Here are some of the tips that you'll welcome if you have that urge to click add onto the chart whenever you feel lonely or sad. Here's the first one. Cleaning your home or workplace is an effective way to distract yourself from choosing new clothes and shoes. Get your hands dirty, even though through cleaning your kitchen, bathroom, and closet, go through your makeup collection and declutter some stuff. And yes, there is such thing as guy makeup out there. So I don't want the people that are out there going, are you only talking about women? No, there is guy makeup. I will tell you that. Get rid of all unnecessary items that you feel that you have more space to breathe and feel better. During the process, you also discover some items that you might, well, have forgotten. And it's almost like a new thing when it's all said and done. Number two, call a friend. Before you decide to spend some money, call your friend and discuss whether it is a good idea, the way that you'll delay your impulse in the decision of buying something new. So your mind might get clear. Hopefully, your friend will advise you against the unnecessary money spending. I also call this an accountability partner, especially if you're not married or in a relationship. Somebody who's kind of holding you accountable for the things that are going on. You also get a chance to discuss the real reason behind your impulse urge to shop with someone who you have the trust and who you love. I mean, they'll tell you straight. You're just wasting your money to waste your money because you feel sad. But I also look at this during this time of the year. It's one of those things where, don't get me wrong, it's good to get people stuff and all that stuff. But there's people that go out there and do some very strange things and with money during this time of the year because they want to feel glee and they want to be happy during the holidays and they enjoy giving things out, but get into this massive debt that it seems like they can never get out of. So avoid that at all costs if you can. And if I had to give you a number three for this, I guess it would be something like this. When you're in a bad mood, putting a face mask and relaxing in the tub will make you feel as good as if you have just purchased a new pair of shoes. I'm using shoes as an example, of course. On top of everything else, you'll get a chance to calm down and reflect on your current situation. Not only will it delay the impulse of shopping, but it can also help you understand why it isn't a good idea or what you can do to help yourself in the long run. I mean, I'll tell you this. I was a few days ago taking a look at an item that I really probably did not need, but it was amazing to me to see that from one day to another, it had somewhere in the vicinity of a 20% price increase. Yes, I did say 20%. Yes, 20% price increase from one day to another. And I looked at it and I thought of several different things. Number one was like, wow, I could have made 20%, but if I would have bought it at the time. But I also looked at it and go, if prices are that crazy on the way that they go up, is it possible for it to do the same thing as they can go down? So here's my question to you. Do you buy when you're sad? What is the most ridiculous item that you've bought out of sadness and loneliness? I mean, I'm just saying, I'm just trying to figure out some of the different things that are out there. And listen, the reason why I talk about this today is because you do a job that's pretty stressful. And sometimes it can be saddening, the job that you do. Not everybody loves what you do. And I don't mean that you're doing a bad job. I'm just saying just how things go. Keep in mind that the work that we do helps people stay safe, but also it pisses off other people. Let's just be realistic. So I want to make sure that you do not fall into these, we'll call them potholes in life. They're not huge, they're gorges, but they're potholes in life. That sometimes things do take place that you might need a roadmap, some things to think about. Listen, I'm not over here living the perfect life. I don't want there to be any assumptions there. But I have seen some of these things that happen with people. Some of these things that even happened with me on where I have actually lean to the left, lean to the right, because of moments of stress related to work. I'm trying to help you save a dollar or two by you don't do some kind of impulse buying, especially when things that you don't need. It's amazing on how quick some of those things can add up if you really give it some thought there. Anyways, that's pretty much all I got for you on this lovely Tuesday, November the 1st of 2022. I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. Don't worry, we'll be back with another episode of the Jay Allen Show on Safety FM before too long. Goodbye for now.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case. And you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.